Good morning, everybody. It's really nice to be here at this point in the year. 2018 has been long. I don't know if you feel the same way, but it's been very, very long for us in the Dolezal household. A lot of things have happened for us and to us and against us, and it's been a crazy year to review. I'm really glad that I get the opportunity to talk with you, because that's what this Sunday always feels like, right? This is like 2018 in review, whatever, the year in review. This is the last Sunday, number 52. We made it here. Some of us are excited for the next year. Some of us are so glad that the year is done. Some of us are sad that the year is over. But yeah, for the Dolezals, it's been a weird year. So I just want to give you a little bit of an overview of the things that happened to us throughout this year, share a couple stories, and then I'm going to leave you with an invitation. Fair warning, I could talk for 7 minutes, might be 70 minutes. I'm not sure yet. We'll see. There might be tears. There might not be tears. Actually, don't worry. It's not going to be that long. But if you don't know me, my name is Spencer. I'm the worship pastor here at Five Stones. My wonderful wife, Caitlin, is sitting back there, and our amazing baby is asleep on her. We've been a part of this community since 2010. If I haven't met you, I'm excited to meet you. I'm really glad that you're here. So some things that happened to us in 2018. Our niece and nephew, Caden and Kohler, if you were here at the end of 2017, you got to see the beginning of a really nasty custody battle with them. Their mother is in prison, and dad has a bunch of issues. We were definitely going to get them. Christmas passed last year. The beginning of the year started. They never showed up. We know where they are. They're not lost. It's not like they were lost in transit, but it was like 4 months of a really nasty custody battle. So, like, great kickoff to 2018. If you saw us at the end of last year, you saw that Caitlin was getting a little bit bigger. And so I think the first slide that I have, nope, this one, this guy showed up, who I already introduced you to, Andy. That was like the greatest thing that's ever happened to us. So he showed up and totally changed our lives. And that was only April. When he showed up, a ton of anxiety flooded in. Caitlin got hit with this really nasty thing called postpartum anxiety, which quickly turned the greatest thing we've ever gotten into one of the hardest things we've ever had to travel through together. We both were like, I guess we have to quit our jobs and find real jobs. And then you all changed that script completely and allowed me to continue doing the things that I love, and allowed Caitlin to stop working in the capacity that she was so that we could spend more time with you all. Incredible thing, right after a terrible thing. And then we started to get towards the end of the year, and this guy passed away. This is Arthur August Treptow. He was 96 years old. He passed away a week ago Thursday. He was my grandfather. He was a lot of things to me. He was one of my best friends growing up. At times, he was more of a father to me than my father was. In a lot of ways, he was a pillar of truth in my life. And he's gone. And now, on the last Sunday of 2018, I'm left to go, what kind of year was this? I got the greatest gift I've ever been given and had one of the most amazing things taken from me. If your 2018 was anything like the Dolezal's 2018, it was incredible and it sucked. And in both of those extremes, I find myself struggling to do something all the time, constantly, and that's to be present in all of those situations. So back up to the beginning of 2018, when we were going through the custody battle with Caden and Kohler, I wanted nothing to do with that mess. I wanted absolutely nothing to do with that mess. I wanted to distract myself out of it as much as I could. I would rather scroll on social media than check in with my wife and see how she's doing with the custody battle. And I feel like I missed so much in those beginning months of 2018 because of that, because I just wanted to be distracted. I wasn't present. When Andy was born, I wanted to do nothing else than just stare at him, than to just look at him like this, just hold him on my chest and stare into his little eyes. That's a moment where I felt like nailed it. I was super present. I got it for just a moment. And then all the job transitions and the garbage flooded in, and I was ready to distract myself again. And all of a sudden, he's 8 months old, and I don't know where those 8 months went. And then Trep passed away. He was a super active guy. We used to golf. We actually golfed up until, I think we went golfing around his 90th birthday. In 2012, he had a heart valve replacement, and it went super well. This was right around when that happened. And the medication that they gave him for pain in recovery from that caused neuropathy in his feet, and he started to fall down. And the last 6 years were really a nightmare for him and for us, just to watch him kind of deteriorate right in front of us. And this last 6 months especially, he just went downhill so fast. He got congestive heart failure, and he passed away. I realized that over the past 6 years, it's been a lot easier to distract myself from his deterioration than to sit in it with him. It was easier to not go visit Trep because it wasn't always a fun thing to do. But in the last 6 weeks, we were able to see him several times. And it was a moment where I felt like I nailed presence because we just sat with him. And he couldn't do much, but we were there. There was nothing other than being there. And that felt right. As hard and as negative as that time is and that emotion is, that presence felt right. So when I look back at 2018, at all the moments that were hard or really good or somewhere in between, and I think about whether I was present or not in those moments, I realize there are moments where I nailed it and moments where I failed at it. And I am really bummed that I couldn't have just been present in all of those moments. It really makes me think of one of my favorite stories in Scripture. The story that I want to share with you today is the story of Martha and Mary. I'm just going to read it to you. It's very short, but I believe it speaks deep truth about this idea. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." So we have two women in this story, one of whom is busy preparing for Jesus while he's there, and one who's simply sitting with Jesus while he's there. We just came through Advent, which if you had been here any of the 4 weeks of Advent, you heard Advent is a season of preparation for celebration, for the celebration of the coming of the Lord. In light of that story, Martha seems pretty great, right? She's preparing the space for the Lord. But Jesus says, there are a few things that need done. Just be with me. Just be present with me. So, 2018 is ending. It ends tomorrow night. This time of year, we often think about New Year's resolutions. We think about everything that went on last year, how we've changed, how we've grown, what 2019 is going to be like. Today, in this space, you have some time to think about those things. But I really want you to think about them in this way. When you think about 2018, everything that happened, where were you present? Where were you distracted? Where did you meet Jesus? Where did you totally ignore him? With your family and friends, your community, where did you have opportunities to really be with them? Did you succeed? Were you distracted? What were the things distracting you? When you think about 2019, where do you see Jesus in your life? Where do you want to be present with him? Where do you want to be Mary, sitting at his feet, just being with him? Where in your life can you do that with your community, your friends, your family? If I could go back and do 2018 over, what would I do differently? What would you do differently? I can't answer that question for you. Maybe you have this really nailed down, and you should use that as encouragement for 2019. You can do it again. Maybe you realize you were distracted a whole lot, and there's some things you need to change. Awesome. No, Tuesday's not any different. It's just another day. It's January 1st, but it's just another day. But it feels different, right? It's the start. That number changes at the end of the year, and it's the start of something new. And you can use that. You can find the things that you want to change, and you can start to do them. I don't know where you need to sit at Jesus' feet. But hopefully you can discover that. I know I spend a lot of time saying, I really want to do this more, and I want to set some time aside to do these things and this and this and this. But that time always fades away. And so I don't have anything else prepared to say to you, and I want to give you that space and that time this morning. I want you to clear away all of the other things, the Browns game, the Steelers, sorry, Bill, and your afternoon plans and your worries about work starting up in the new year. And I just want you to sit in this space and this time that I'm providing to you to answer some questions. There are some half sheets that are starting to make their way through the pews, and there are a ton of pens in the pews. I want you to just go ahead and answer the question, actually write answers to the questions on these sheets. It'll give you some space and some time to review 2018 and to look forward to 2019. Now, if you feel like you have it nailed down, like you're good on this and you're ready to move forward, but you want some help kind of praying to discover that, there are going to be a few people available to pray with you back behind the curtains in the back pews, and vice versa. If you're not even ready to answer these questions and you need some help in prayer discovering what happened in 2018 and what 2019 looks like, awesome. Please go use those resources. They will be back there for you. I really feel that this experience could be either really deep, or it might be really exciting, it might be really fun, and I want you to live into whatever version of that is. Like I said, the Dozel's year was really polar and sad at times and really happy at other times, and I cried in front of you all. This doesn't have to be that for you. This can be a really exciting time of planning. can be an exciting moment to imagine with Jesus what your life could look like in this next year, just by being with him, just by being with your people. I want this space to be free for you. If the Lord takes a hold of you and wants you to answer some totally different questions, I'm not collecting these sheets at the end of class and grading them. So they're yours to take home. This time is yours. I believe that the Lord is here and will meet us in this. I'm going to pray and we're going to give you 10 to 15 minutes. Use this time, this quiet space, to draw near to God, to let him show you what 2019 can be. Father, you are so good to us, and we love you. In all of the painful situations, in all of the happy situations, and everything in between, Lord, we pray that you would meet us and teach us how to sit at your feet. That you would take all of our worry and our stress and all of the things distracting us, you would put them away, even just for 10 minutes, to let us experience you, come closer to you, to know you more. We love you.